As he does each Monday at this time, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Ohio's U.S. Senator Rob Portman is taking on some additional work. What's he going to be doing now?
Well, he's going to be the vice chairman of finance for the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which is the committee that is in charge of trying to win back the Senate in 2014. Now, Rob Portman is an excellent fundraiser. He knows how to raise money. And it's a good way for him to make friends, you know, among senators, you know, because he's going to put money in their campaign accounts. And it might help him somewhere down the line, you know, if he wants to move up in the leadership of the Republicans in the Senate. Or it might help him if he does have presidential ambitions in 2016.
Do you think he does?
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, I think Rob obviously is an ambitious politician and a capable one. And Republicans are clearly going to be looking for a new candidate. And he could be one. Governor Kasich could be one. We could have two of them out of Ohio.
Moving on a little bit, the Cincinnati City Council candidates have until August to file, but fundraising's already beginning and there's already talk about that election. What are you hearing right now?
Well, there's in August is the filing deadline, but the political parties always put together their slates of candidates very early in the year. So you can expect to see that very soon after the first of the year, maybe in February or March, so that they might have slates of candidates. Now, this is a nonpartisan race in terms of no designations on the ballot, party designations, but the political parties obviously endorse slates of candidates and try to get them elected.
And that's already happening.
And that's, yeah, the beginning processes of that are beginning, you know, they're trying to recruit candidates for city council.
Mayor's race already seeing some action. One official candidate so far?
Yes. John Cranley is the only announced candidate, and he is going to have company, I'm sure. Roxanne Qualls, the current vice mayor, is likely to run. There are other people, possibly Cecil Thomas, possibly P.G. Sittenfeld. Greg Hartman on the Republican side is said to be considering this. So it's likely that we're going to have a primary in September in which the top two vote-getters then will face each other in the fall.
Now, do you anticipate that even some of those people, you've named a number of people, could there be some unknowns still yet that enter the race?
Absolutely. You know, it could be a long field of candidates. Could be 10 candidates. But, you know, in the end, it's going to be the top two candidates in the primary who are going to face each other in the fall. And if you're a sitting council member, you have to make up your mind. If you want to be mayor, you have to file for mayor in June. And you can't run simultaneously for mayor and for your city council seat.
So depending on who runs, it could mean a change in the makeup of city council at the same time.
Very well could.
There was an amendment on the ballot this past election about the way districts are drawn in Ohio, and it went down to defeat in efforts to change the way that's happening. But that issue not still dead?
Not quite. I mean, the Ohio Democratic Party has a lawsuit that they filed that's before the Ohio Supreme Court right now, claiming that these districts that the Republicans drew were unconstitutional and unfair and didn't create enough competitive districts in the state. I guess, you know, you could look at the results of the election. 16 congressional districts, 12 Republicans were elected. Now, I don't know what the Ohio Supreme Court's going to do. Conceivably, they could send it back to the legislature and say, redraw these lines. But, you know, that just remains to be seen.
Do you anticipate that there will someday be another amendment about changing the way districts are drawn?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, you know, the people who want to see the partisan aspect taken out of the process are not going to go away. League of Women Voters, Progress Ohio, a lot of other organizations, they're going to be around. And I think, you know, they'll keep trying until eventually, maybe someday, they will pass such a constitutional amendment.
Well, Howard, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his Sunday column and blog at WVXU.org.